welcome to another fantastic episode of Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. I'm your host, Amelia Dalton from eejournal.com, and this week we're checking in on last week's superhero pub crawl and world record attempt, looking into the newest in wireless products from Microchip Technology, investigating a new Lego 3D printer, and giving away a GERT board to one lucky listener, courtesy of Newark Element 14. So come on, let's get to it. Yep, you heard me right. I'm giving away a GERT board to one lucky listener this week, courtesy of Fish Fry's sponsor this week, Newark Element 14. This board is an expansion board for the Raspberry Pi, and it's pretty gosh darn fantastic. If you want to enter to win a GERT board of your very own, head on over to element14.com/fishfry. You can go there now. We'll wait. Think Legos. Think 3D printers. Imagine a 3D printer made mostly of Legos. Oh yes. The time has come, ladies and gentlemen, that the two great powerhouses of geekdom have merged. And well, it's brilliant. The engineer behind this creation is the Instructables.com team member, Matthew Kruger. Apparently, Matthew had been obsessed with 3D printers for some time. And instead of forking out the funds for the real thing, because, well, he was a student and couldn't afford that 2K MakerBot price, Matthew decided that he should just make one himself. And after a couple failed attempts, Matthew decided that Legos might just be the best building blocks to make his MakerBot dreams come true. And folks, he did just that. Matthew has built a fully functional 3D printer from Legos. Mostly just Legos. Matthew's current prototype is about the size of the original MakerBot and goes by the title of LegoBot. It's an NXT-powered 3D printer that is currently printing in hot glue. And yes, I know that's not the best medium for practical uses right now, but people, this is a Lego machine. And Matthew is planning on experimenting with printing using wax and other heat-melting resins. But the best part is yet to come. You too can create this Lego bot yourself! I've included a link on this week's Fish Fry page that will take you to Matthew Kruger's Instructables.com page that will show you step-by-step instructions on how you can create your own Lego 3D printer. Now, if you think this is as fabulous as I do, you can vote for Matthew's designs in the Instructables.com 3D printing and Lego contests. Maybe I should go buy a couple of those big tubs of Legos. Okay, enough about Lego 3D printers. I could talk about Legos 3D printers and this Instructables.com site all day. But let's sit down and talk about wireless communication and your next embedded design. Let's chat with Tyler Smith from Microchip Technology. Thank you so much for joining me today, Tyler.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on the podcast today with you.
So, Tyler, what does Microchip offer to the wireless community to enable their embedded designs? Tell me the story here.
Microchip actually has a very broad portfolio of embedded wireless technology that we've had for a number of years, but it's been a very well-kept secret within the embedded community. We really focus on the core technologies that are important to the embedded wireless market. And these include our standard-based technologies such as Bluetooth, embedded Wi-Fi, supporting of the Zigbee protocols, and then also our own proprietary MiWi communication protocol.
Fantastic. So I read recently that you guys are expanding your wireless portfolio and you're adding a whole bunch of new stuff. Tell me more about these new additions.
Yes, we are. We've actually have expanded our portfolio in a number of different ways. First and foremost, about a year ago, we acquired another company, Roving Networks, which brought in some additional Wi-Fi modules to our portfolio, as well as a host of Bluetooth-certified modules that helped to bring a part of our Bluetooth solutions to Microchip. In order to expand our portfolio, we're doing a number of developments, and we've announced some really neat products here at the show. We're expanding with a new 802.11bg module in our embedded Wi-Fi portfolio. We're also adding a PIC32 digital audio Bluetooth solution as a development kit for customers that are doing high-end digital audio solutions based on the Bluetooth technology. And then finally, in addition to that, we have a brand new 2.4 gigahertz 15.4 radio that supports our Zigbee protocols as well as our proprietary protocol, as I mentioned before.
Very nice. So, Tyler, let's talk end products. In design, wireless connectivity, you know, one size doesn't fit all, right?
Boy, is that a true statement. You know, we have a number of different applications in the embedded industry, from home and industrial automation, where customers have a choice as to which wireless protocol or technology they want to use. Sometimes they want to get onto the internet, or, you know, Wi-Fi is the technology that they'd want to employ so that they can do some remote monitoring or maybe some cloud services of their embedded product. Maybe they want to do just some very simple point-to-point data communication with a tablet or a smartphone. Bluetooth is a natural choice. It's a great technology for those types of applications. And then if you want to do more mesh networking and you want to be part of the Zigbee Alliance or Zigbee protocols, having a Zigbee node or a Zigbee connection and wireless technology is a natural fit. But like I said, we have customers, and we'll use maybe the thermostat as an example. We have customers that want to use Bluetooth to connect their thermostat. We have customers that want to use Wi-Fi to connect their thermostat, and also Zigbee, or also a proprietary network. So it's really up to the customer and what is it they're really trying to do from that wireless connection.
I see. Okay, let's talk certification, Tyler. Now, do embedded designers have to get their design certified? What's the deal here?
Well, that's another great value that Microchip has used as part of our portfolio. A major part of our product is the agency-certified modules. So for all of our core technologies, we not only develop the IC, transceiver IC for these different protocols, but we take those ICs and we do the RF design into a very small size, small footprint, agency-certified modular solution. Now, this does a number of different things for our customers. One, it alleviates the RF design risks and time. Two, it takes care of the modular certification for those modules, so the customer doesn't have to incur that level of testing and also the costs associated with it. And so they can use the modules from prototyping through their small, medium-sized production. Now, Microchip also, because we also designed the IC, we can help customers to do an actual component-level integration at the module once their volumes may justify the design effort. So it's really a very seamless path to get our customers to market very quickly, reduce their risk, and save them costs in addition to that.
Very cool. Okay, Tyler, how about an off-the-cuff question here? I love Chandler. I visited your home office in Arizona many times. What's your favorite part about living in Arizona?
Well, I've lived in Arizona for over 26 years now, moved there from Illinois. I have to say that I love the desert. There's just so many things to do if you're an outdoors person in Arizona. So being outdoors, the sunshine, the weather, and just being able to enjoy the desert air is probably my favorite.
I enjoyed the sunshine as well, being from Portland, Oregon. We never see that there. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me today, Tyler. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you very much. Just happy to be on your show.
And now it's time for a little news you may have missed. Superhero update. If you listened to last week's Fish Fry, you probably know that I was hard at work on my microprocessor girl costume for this year's superhero pub crawl and world record attempt. That took place last weekend in my hometown of Portland, Oregon. Well, folks, I'm sorry to report that there was an incident. All I can say is that it involved hot glue gun, green felt, and my cat. It's too painful to tell you more. I'm sorry. But all is not lost, ladies and gentlemen. A secret EE Journal operative was in the throngs of superheroes, and I've got the photos to prove it. Check out the links under the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com to see all the madness. Or at least a little bit of it. All right, and now, without further ado, it's time for this week's nerdy giveaway. I've got a GERT board. I know, Super cool. All you've got to do to enter to win one of these super cool Raspberry Pi expansion boards is to head on over to element14.com/fishfry. Or you can just click the link on this week's Fish Frying page that says enter to win a GERT board courtesy of Newark Element 14. Now, if you're on the fence about entering, let me help you off that fence. This bad boy is a flexible experimenter board that plugs directly into your Raspberry Pi and out into the physical world, allowing you to detect and respond to external physical events, detect and output analog voltages, drive powerful motors, detect switch presses, illuminate LEDs, and drive relays. It has jumper cables that allow you to hook up to different parts of the circuit in many different ways, allowing total flexibility. All controlled by your Raspberry Pi, the GERT board plugs directly onto the Raspberry Pi GPIO socket. Contains a motor controller capable of controlling a motor bidirectionally, and also includes an Atmel 18Mega328 MCU for running off-board programs which are written, compiled, and uploaded to the GERT board from Raspberry Pi. If you want any further information on this super cool board, check out the link on this week's Fish Frying page. And again, you can win a GERT board of your very own by heading to element14.com/fishfry. And while you're on Facebook checking out that superhero pub crawl and world record attempt, I know you're going to, you can also go ahead and check out EE Journal on Facebook at facebook.com/EE Journal. You can also check out our tweets at EE Journal TFM and join our circle on Google+. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fry page, you can also grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, that 3D printer, the superhero pub crawl, Microchip Technologies wireless product offerings, you can click any number of the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or the best geeky hotspot in your hometown, shoot me a line at amelia@techfocusmedia.com or post a comment on our forums on eejournal.com. For the week of July 19th, 2013, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.